Good morning.
早上大家好。
It is good to be with you.
很高兴又跟你们在一起。
Thank you to the choir for the music, Christmas music.
啊，谢谢这样的一个圣诞的歌曲。
And thank you to Pastor Joe for translating this morning at the last minute.
因为我们的丽春姊妹去到急诊了，所以我们要为她祷告。
If you like the message, I am preaching. He is translating.
他讲到哈，我翻译哈。如果有什么问题找我。
if you do not like the message,
如果不喜欢这个信息的话哈。
He is preaching and I am translating for the English speakers.
那你们就可以说是我讲的不好哈，不是他的原因。
We'll decide later.
行，我们来看结果哈。
Before I start.At the end of the year, I want to thank you for your prayers this year.
所以在这个一年就要结束的时候，我也感谢每个人为我的祷告。
As I have traveled, you have been so kind to pray, and I appreciate that.
我已经在世界上到处宣教行走哈，你们一直来为我祷告，所以我非常感谢。
And for those of you who have supported either SGC or me directly, thank you so much.
是，不论是你们对机构的支援，还是对我个人的哈，我都非常感谢。
And I appreciate your prayers for this coming year.
所以就非常感我为你们在这个新的一年祷告。
We'll start off with a bang going to Uganda, Nigeria, and Albania in the first 3 months.
头三个月他要去这三个国家哈，这个我就在我们周报上好像应该有登。
So, by then I will have even less hair.
Hey, go ahead.
All right, let's pray.
Yeah, 让我们一起来祷告。
God, I thank you for Christmas.
主啊，我们为这个圣诞来感恩。
The songs we have heard this morning remind us of the beauty of the truth that you came into our world.
今天早上我们所唱的这个诗歌提醒我们，你是如何的来到这个世界。
Now this morning I ask that you will speak through your word.
我们祷告你借着你的话语。
And through our message.
借着这样的一个正道。
To speak to hearts.
向我们的心讲话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。
In 1962.
在1962年。
Two missionaries, Don and Carol Richardson, went to Papua New Guinea as missionaries to the Sawi tribe.
有两个宣教士 Don 啊，唐和康纳尔啊，理查森，他们去到新几内亚的萨威部落去宣教。
They were the first people to preach the gospel to this tribe.
他们是第一批向这个还在石器时代的部落啊传讲福音的人。
Just 60 years ago, and the tribe still practiced.Cannibalism.
所以距今在六十年前哈，他们还在进行食人的活动。
For months, the Richardson struggled how to communicate the gospel to these people.
所以这对宣教士夫妻哈，他们就在挣扎如何向这个部落的人传福音。
Their culture was so different than anything the Richardsons were used to.
他们的文化是如此的与这个宣教士所处的文化是不同。
The Richardsons tried to share the gospel through the Easter story.
他试图借着这个东方的故事来向他们传讲福音。
But when Don Richardson told the story of Jesus' arrest,
当他们讲到耶稣基督这样如何的被捕的时候，
the people cheered for Judas.
但是呢，这些部落的人呢，他们却为犹大而欢喜快乐。
Because in their tribe.
因为在他们的这个部落哈
，A great warrior was one who could win the friendship of an enemy.
那这样的一个勇士，被歌颂的勇士，就是可以把敌人的这样的一个人可以赢得回来，让他们背叛的人。
And then at the last minute, betray them and kill them.
就是在最后的一分钟，他可以背叛自己的人，然后杀了他。这样的人被称为勇士。
They thought Judas was the hero of the story.
所以在这样的一个故事当中，他们认为犹大是英雄。
The Richardsons finally had come to had decided they were going to leave. They were going to go somewhere else.
所以这对宣教士就觉得，哎呦，真是没有办法，所以我们就离开， 还是去到别的地方传讲福音吧。
But as they were preparing to leave,
但是当他们准备离开的时候，
someone came to them with some news.
有人就给他们告诉他们一些消息。
There had been two clans that had been fighting throughout their entire time there.
那里有两个部落啊，他们已经征战了多年。
They would declare a truce, but then soon the fight would break out again.
那他们要宣告哈，这样的如何可以把这个征战可以最终的结束。
But on this morning, someone came to say we have a permanent peace.
那他们本来就是打个没完哈，那所以呢，现在他们有个最终的和平的协议。
Don Richards said, "What happened?"
那这对宣教士夫妻就想啊，发生了什么呢？
And he said, "Our chief took his youngest son to the enemy village."
那我们的酋长呢，把他自己的儿子呢带到敌方部落那里。
And left his little boy there as a peace child.
让他自己的儿子呢成为和平之子。
That little boy will live in the village of our enemies.
所以这个小孩呢，他就要生活在敌对的部落啊的村落里，要在那里成长。
As long as that child is there, it is a promise we will never attack you because our chief has given his son to bring reconciliation.
那只要这个孩童呢还在敌对部落的这个里生活，那这个酋长就答应我们就不会攻击你，这就是作为和平之子，作为一个抵押。
Mr. Richardson said, "But what about betrayal? What about tricks?"
那如果背叛怎么办呢？
They said, "Oh no. No one would ever break the commitment of the peace child."
他说不会的，不会有人这个撕毁这样的一个由这个婴孩建立的和平的协议。
This is peace that has been bought by this child.Of the chief.
所以这样的一个和平的协议完全是这样的一个儿子所带来的。
Don Richardson called all the tribe together and he said, "Let me tell you a story one more time."
所以这个宣教士就又回到他这个部落，召集这部落的人说啊，让我再告诉你们一个故事。
And this time he shared the gospel this way.
那这次呢，他是这样来分享福音的。
He said there for thousands of years,There was war between heaven and earth.
他说已经几千年了，在天上和地下有这样的一个战争。
God had put man in a perfect world, but man rebelled.
上帝呢把人放在一个理想的一个世界，但是人呢却悖逆反抗。
God tried to make peace by teaching man how to offer sacrifices.
那这样的一个上帝呢，试图带来和平，让这些人借着献祭来和好。
But humans took the sacrifices and began to make them to false gods. They betrayed God.
但是呢，这些人呢，却向假神献祭，然后呢，再次与这位神的关系破裂。
God sent prophets to bring reconciliation.
那这样的一位上帝呢，他派遣先知要带来这样的一个和好。
And the people killed the prophets.
但是呢，人们呢，把这先知也杀了。
Finally,
那最后呢
？God sent His own Son as a peace child.
那上帝呢，就把他自己的儿子献上，作为这个和平之子。
Someone who would live among us and give His life to buy reconciliation and peace.
那就要这样的一位儿子生活在我们当中，把这样的一个和好。带来。
When they heard this, the Sawi people finally understood the gospel.
所以当他们听到这些的时候，这个赛维族的人就最终明白了福音。
More than half of them became believers.
所以有一半的人他们归信了耶稣基督。
And 60 years later, that tribe is still preaching the gospel to other unreached tribes in Papua New Guinea.
所以这样60年过去了，这样的一个部落就没有停止的向其他的巴布纽基尼的部落来传讲福音。
On Christmas Sunday, I want to remind you that Jesus came as the Prince of Peace.
那在这个圣诞节的主日早晨，我想提醒大家的是，耶稣基督就是这位和平之子。
a peace child to bring reconciliation between a holy God and sinful human.
就是这位婴孩在神和圣洁的上帝和罪人之间带来永远的和平。
Now in the Bible, the Hebrew word for peace is shalom.
在希伯来语中，这样的一个和平或者平安是 shalom 的意思。
I want you to hear that word because shalom is much more than just we're not fighting.
那我想让大家明白的是 shalom 这个词呢，它不只是只需征战。
Shalom means wholeness and completeness.
Shalom 这个词呢，它意味着完全完美。
Shalom means that brokenness has been healed.
它意味着这样的一个破碎被医治。
My favorite definition of shalom is this.
那我最好的一个 shalom 的定义是这样的。
Shalom means that everything is as it should be.
那 shalom 的意思是每一件事情都适得其所。
Shalom is when you sit down at Christmas dinner.
Shalom 意味着当你坐在一个圣诞节的晚餐的时候。
And you look around at your family.
你看到你坐在周围的家庭的成员。
And you say, ah, this is how it should be.
你会说，哦，这就是应当是这样的。
Isaiah promised in chapter 9.
以赛亚书九章六节是这样讲到的
For to us a child is born
有一子赐给我们
To us a son is given
为我们而降生
The government shall be upon his shoulder
政权要落在他的肩头上
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor
他的名字称为奇妙的测试
Mighty God
永在的父
Everlasting Father
全能的上帝
Prince
和平之子。
Then in Luke, the angel said that Jesus had come as this Prince of Peace.
所以呢，耶稣呢，路克就讲，耶稣就是这样的和平之子。
We read earlier in the service, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace."
所以今天早上我们读到的这样的荣耀归于至高的上帝。
So this morning, I'm asking, what does this shalom look like for you and me?
那我们今天要来看这个和平的对于你和我到底意味着什么呢?
If we could go into the new year with peace, what would that mean?
如果我们进入新年带着这样的一个平安进入，那对我们意味着什么呢?
Three very simple things this morning.
所以今天早上让我们看三个很简单的方面。
I have said this here before.
那我已经在以前讲过这些。
But I felt like this week it probably needs to be said again.
那我觉得在这个星期呢，我想再把它讲一下。
Because many of us struggle to find peace.
因为我们很多人在内心的挣扎中，我们找不到平安。
The first thing I want to say to you this morning.
今天早上我想跟大家讲的是。
Because the Prince of Peace came into our world.
因为这样的一个和平之子来到这个世界上。
You and I can have peace with God.
你和我就可以有与上帝关系的这样的一个平安和平。
We can have shalom.
就是这样的一个
shalom. Our relationship with God can be as it should be.
那我们跟上帝的关系就可以成为他应当成为的样式。
Now I said that shalom is much more than just not being at war.
那我讲到哈，这个 shalom 的含义不只是只需战争。
In our world, we use peace sometimes. It just means we have a temporary truce.
那在这个世界呢哈，那我们会讲到说我们平安了或我们和平了，但这个只是意味着是一个暂时的状态。
Last November, I taught in South Korea.
那上次呢，我讲到南韩。
And I had a day off and they said, would you like to go visit the demilitarized zone, the border between North Korea and South Korea?
所以在那里的时候我有一个机会哈，就去到这个应该是三八线那个地方。
And I said, sure, I would love to, but is it safe?
所以我就说有人要带我去，我说很好，那应该是那里还是挺安全的。
I'm scheduled to preach when I get back at PBCCC and I don't want them to have to find someone to replace me.
那我就把一切都好预备好哈，那我就准备要去到那里了。
They said, "Oh yes, we're at peace with the North."
他们讲哈，现在呢，我们和北韩有和平。
Let's go.
说让我们去吧。
We got there.
那我们到达那里。
We start to walk into this area, and there's big signs pointing to the bomb shelter in case there is an air raid warning go off.
那我们就在那个附近走哈，那有很大的就是一个防护的一个 shelter 哈，那就有伞来警告我们哈，可能有炸弹袭击。
The guards were there with binoculars and telescopes watching the north.
然后那里的警卫呢也提醒我们要注意北边哈。
And one of them said, "You can wave. They're watching you."
那有人跟我讲哈，你可以摇手，他们可以看到你。
They said they're constantly finding tunnels where the North Koreans are trying to tunnel under the zone to reach into the south.
那总有这个好地下的通道哈，他们可以过来，可以打入到南韩，从北韩打入到南韩。
They say we are at peace.
当他们讲到是我们现在和平了。
But for 74 years, peace has just been a temporary truce.
但是就这样的一个漫长的70多年的历史呢，这样的一个和平或者平安只是一个暂时的。
But this morning, I want you to know that because the Prince of Peace entered our world, you and I can have lasting shalom.
今天早晨，我特别的想告诉你。因为这样的和平之子曾经来到我们这个世界，所以你和我可以有永久的和平或平安。
Not just a temporary truce.
这个并不只是一个临时的一个状态。
We're at Christmas, we come to church and we feel pretty good and we feel like, okay, I'm at peace with God.
当我们来到教会，我们感觉心情很好，感觉到我和上帝是有这样的一个和平的。
But soon we see God as an enemy to be afraid of.
那很快呢，我们可能又感受到我们是上帝的敌人，然后我们惧怕敬上帝。
This morning, your relationship with God can be as it should be.
那今天早晨呢，你和上帝的关系可以成为上帝创造我们时应有的那个样式。
You can have shalom with God.
所以你可以拥有这样的一个沙龙的和上帝的关系。
Paul said, "Since we have been justified by faith,"
因为保罗说，因为我们是靠着因信称义
，we have peace with God.
所以呢，我们就与上帝和好了。
If you are not at peace with God,
如果你与上帝没有这样的一个和好
，you can confess your sins and put your faith in Jesus and have shalom.
你可以承认你的罪，然后相信主耶稣，然后赢得这样的一个沙龙的跟你的上帝的关系。
But let me move closer to where many of us live today.
那让我们再往下来看看，今天我们很多人的在一种状态当中。
Because some of us would say, "Oh, I have peace with God."
那有人说哈啊，我和神关系很好，有平安。
But I don't have peace with my husband or wife.
但是呢，我和我的丈夫、妻子，没有和平。
My parents, my children, my brother, my sister.
我的父母、我的兄弟姐妹、我的孩子，我们中间没有和平。
So the second thing I want to say is that because the Prince of Peace came into our world, we can have peace with one another.
所以，因为这样的和平、平安之子的到来，所以我们可以跟我们周围的人有。
And again, this is not just an absence of active conflict.
那这不只是这样的一个这个冲突。
I have seen marriages that were quote at peace.
那我们好像说到这个婚姻里有这样的一个平安。
But what that meant is you stay in your corner and I'll stay in mine.
但是可能实际上你的婚姻的状况是在家里，你占据屋里的一个角落，他占据很远的几间房子另一个角落。
God offers true shalom in our relationships with one another.
但是唯有上帝可以给我们带来真正的平安，真实的沙龙。
True lasting peace.
那这样的一个永远的和平，永远的平安。
Earlier this year, I was in Rwanda.
那在今年早些的时候，我在卢旺达。
And all of you who are older than 40 or so remember that 30 years ago there was a genocide in Rwanda.
大家知道在30年前那里有种族大屠杀。
But when I landed, immediately I began to see signs about the peace that has come to our country.
那当我从飞机上下来，我就可以看到哈啊，有巨大的这样的标语说，和平已经来到我们这个国家了。
I asked one of the people that was meeting. I said, "Is there peace between the Hutus and the Tutsis now?"
那我就在那里问当地的人说哈，在这两个部落里，他们有真正的和平吗？
Oh yes, there's no problem at all. We love each other.
说啊，是的，没有问题了。他们彼此相爱。
But after I was there a few days, and they felt like they could trust me.
那当我在那待了几天之后啊，啊，他们觉得我是可以相信的。
The pastors began to talk.
然后呢，牧师就跟我讲哈。
They said there's peace because it's illegal to ask anyone if they're a Hutu or a Tutsi.
那这样的一个，你如果这样的问有关这两个部落的情况哈，在当地哈是非法的。
But we all know who is who.
那当然，啊，我知道这个谁是谁。
There's peace because we're not allowed to say anything.
那这样的一个和平哈，是闭上我们的口，让我们不能随便讲话。
But they said underneath.
但是在下边呢
？When the president dies, there will be war.
那当他们的这个总统死了的时候呢，就会有新的战争起来。
Under the surface.
所以在这个表面的下面哈。
I heard that conversation and I thought, I feel like that's how a lot of our relationships are.
当我听到这样的讲话的时候，就让我想到我们很多人的关系是这样的。
There are families that are meeting this week for Christmas dinner.
那有很多的家庭可能在这个圣诞节也是像这样的一个生活。
Who will smile at each other?
我们彼此微笑。
They will pass the food.
那我们也会传递食物。
And they will carefully avoid certain topics.
那我们也会很小的小心的避免某些谈话的主题。
Because under the surface,
因为在这样的一个表面的下面，
there is no shalom.
没有 shalom.
There are hurts from long ago that have never been addressed.
那有些深深的伤害从来就没有被解决过。
Wounds, words that are still there, that are still hurting.
那这样的一个伤口始终在那个化能，在那个疼痛。
And everyone says, "Let's hold hands and sing Silent Night."
那就是说哈，那我们手拉手，我们唱这个平安夜吧。
But there's no true shalom.
但是呢，没有真正的和平，没有真正的平安。
But this morning, I want you to know that because the Prince of Peace entered our world.
那今天早晨，我想让大家知道是这位和平之子来到我们当中。
We can do better than a temporary truce.
那我们可以做得更好，因为这样的一个真理。
We can do better than push our conflicts beneath the surface and hide our anger behind a smile.
我们可以不让这样的冲突隐藏在下边，来继续在一个暗潮里涌动，来伤害彼此。
We can disagree on some things and still love one another.
我们可以有不同的意见，但是呢，我们可以仍然彼此相爱。
Through Christ, our relationship with one another can be put right.
那这样的一个关系，可以借着这个十字架、耶稣基督的到来，让我们放到一个他应当有的一个正确的关系当中去。
In Romans, Paul told us we find peace with God through being justified by faith. Through faith.
在罗马书中讲到，那我们是因信称义。
In Philippians, he tells us how to have peace with one another.
在腓立比书讲到我们如何与周围的人这样的一个有平安。
He says, "Do nothing through selfish ambition or conceit."
他这里讲到哈，不要结党，不要贪图自己的荣耀。
Don't look just to your own interests, but look to the interests of others.
所以不要只关心你自己的事，要关心他人的事。
And then he says, and here's the key.
然后呢，他讲到这个是关键的。
Have this mind, which is yours in Christ Jesus.
那他这里讲到哈，让你以耶稣基督的心为心，这是关键。
Here's what that means.
那这意味着什么呢？
It means that every one of us who have become God's children,
那意味着我们所有的人都成为上帝的儿女，
can take on his way of thinking and looking at the world around us.
所以我们可以用他的方式可以来思想，可以来行动，可以与周围的人相处。
We can look at others with his humility.
那我们可以看对方的时候是以主耶稣基督这样的一个谦卑的样式。
His unselfish care for others.
他这样的毫无自私的来关心他人。
We can have peace with one another.
所以我们和周围的人我们可以有平安。
We can have peace with God.
那我们可以和神有平安。
We can have peace with one another.
我们可以彼此有平安。
There's one other area where we can have peace.
那我们要再来看到另一个领域，在其上我们可以有平安。
Maybe it's the hardest for some of us.
对于有些人来说哈，可能这个是对你来说是最难的。
Because the Prince of Peace came into our world.
因为这和平之子来到我们这个世界。
We can have peace with ourselves.
我们可以与自己有平安。
You see, some of us don't have peace with one another because we don't have peace with ourselves.
因为我们很多的时候可能与他人没有和平，没有平安，是因为我们自己和我们自己没有。
We don't have peace with God because we're not happy with how He made us.
那我们与上帝没有平安，是因为我们并不满意上帝这样的造我们。
You know, if you're a pastor, once in a while, you have to listen to a married couple argue.
那有一个作为牧师哈，你必须听听这个在婚姻中挣扎的夫妻的这样的一个争论。
Even worse, sometimes you have to listen to church members argue.
那有的时候呢，你也必须来倾听在教会的会员的这样的一个争吵。
And as I've listened, sometimes I've realized.
当我在这样的一个倾听的过程中，我意识到
these people are fighting with each other.
那这些人呢，他们在彼此的这样的一个打仗。
They don't have peace with each other.
他们彼此之间呢没有和平。
Because they have no inner peace with themselves.
因为在他们的内心的里边没有真正的和平，他们自己和自己都没有和平。
And if you're not at peace with yourself, it's going to be hard for you to have peace with those around you.
如果你和你自己没有这样的一个和平，没有这样的一个平安，你如何和周围的人呢
？Now.I'm not an expert on conflict.
那我并不是一个冲突解决的专家。
So I'm not going to charge for what I'm getting ready to say, but I think I'm right.
所以呢，我就对我讲的话哈，所以这是我不是一个专家的口吻哈。
If you find that everyone else in your family, in your church, in your work has trouble getting along with you, look in the mirror.And you may find the source of the problem.
如果在你的家庭，在你的工作的场所，甚至在这样的一个教会，你和其他的人有冲突，然后照照这个镜子，你会发现相同的点哈，可能你在对方身上发到的，也会在你的身上找到。
Am I right?
我说的对不对呢
？Have you met some people like that?
你有遇到这样的人吗
？No one can get along with them.
那没有人可以遇到一个人可以没有人与他相处。
Why?
为什么呢
?Because they are not at peace with themselves and they will never be at peace with those around them.
那因为他内心里没有平安，所以他没有平安与周围的人相处。
I become irritable and angry and stubborn with others when I am irritable, angry and stubborn inside.
对外看起来我是骄傲我是愤怒，我是苦毒对其他人，但是同时在里边我也是这样对待自己。
If I have no inner shalom, I'm not going to have shalom in my relationship with others.
如果我的内心里边没有真正的这个 shalom, 那我跟外人也不会有这样的一个 shalom.
So how do we find this inner shalom?
那这就是我们这样的找到这样的一个平安。
Psalm 139, David gives us a picture of this kind of peace.
在诗篇中哈，大卫给我们这样的一个看见。
He prays that God will give him peace.
那他祷告呢，求神给他平安。
He says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart."
他对神说哈， 鉴察我，知道我的心思。
See if there be any grievous way in me.
试炼我，知道我的意念，看看我里面有没有恶行没有。
And that word grievous is the opposite of shalom.
那这里的这个恶行哈，这个原文的这个意思呢，就是和
shalom
相对应的词。
Shalom means wholeness. Things are as they should be.
Shalom 呢，意味着这样的一个完全哈。这个事情应当成为的样式。
Grievous means broken. Things are that are hurtful and painful.
那这个 grievous 这个原文哈，或者中文我们看到的这个恶行，就里头是讲到这样的一个破碎，伤痛。
And so David prays God, show me if there is anything in me that is keeping me from being at peace.
那大卫就跟神祷告说哈，求你检查我的心思意念，看看我里面有什么样的这些东西，让我和你没有这样的一个真正的平安。
Earlier in this psalm, he shows us how we find that peace.
那在这个诗篇中哈，大卫就告诉我们他如何的找到了。
David, you and I will have peace with ourselves when we accept God's purpose in our life.
当大卫，你和我哈，包括像大卫一样，当他找到他的人生在上帝中的旨意和使命的时候，他就真正的找到。
Listen to David pray and ask, can you pray this?
找到他真正的石龙。那你可以像大卫这样祷告吗？
Because here is the key to having inner peace.
那这是在我们内心里有平安的这样的一个关键。
David prays, God, you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb.
然后大卫在诗篇139篇就讲到哈，我在母腹里所造哈，我还没出母腹的时候呢，你就造就我。
He says, God, you made me. You know how I am put together.
大卫是这样说的，你造了我，所以你知道我应该是怎样的。
And then he says, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
所以大卫就说，我赞美你，因为我受造奇妙可畏。
God, I know you made me.
神啊，我知道你。
And I trust your plan for me.
我相信你在我身上的计划。
He goes on, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God.
那对我来说，你的旨意何其宝贵，心思意念何其宝贵。
Do you see how this gives us peace with ourselves?
对我们来说，你看到这对我们内心的平安有多重要吗？
We aren't at peace with ourselves when we're looking at ourselves and I say, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like this.
当我们没有平安的时候，我们看我们自己的里边的时候，我会说啊，我不喜欢我这样，我不喜欢那样，我不喜欢这些。
I mean, why should I have to go through life without any hair?
那我或者我说哈，我为什么我的生活就是不长头发呢？我应该像我一样哈。
I'm not going to be at peace with myself as long as I am rejecting God's plan for my life, how He made me, where He put me, what He's doing.
那如果我拒绝上帝这样在我身上的旨意，他如何造就了我？他如何带领我啊？他如何给我颁布人生的使命哈，我就永远不会找到这个里边真正的平安。
But I will find peace.
那但是我要找到平安。
If I can pray like David,
如果我要像大卫这样祷告的话
，God, you made me.
神啊，你造了我。
You have planned out my life.
你在我的人生有计划。
And because you love me, I trust that your plan is good.
因为我相信你在我身上的计划是美好的。
I may not understand the plan.
我可能不能完全明白了解这个计划。
It might not be the plan I would have chosen.
那这个并不是我想要选择的计划。
But it is your plan.
但是这是你的计划。
And you are a good and loving God.
你是这样的一位善良的爱我的这样的一个伟大的上帝。
And this is important for every one of us.
那这对我们每个人来说。
Not just a good and loving God for everybody. Okay, go on. but a good and loving God for me.
那我们这个并不是一个摘诺尔的说法，对每个人哈，我点头就好了。你要真正的进入到你的内心，说我愿意爱我这样的上帝。
You understand the difference?
大家明白这样其中的差别吗？
There are some of us who will say, "Oh yes, I know God's plan is good for the whole world."
啊，有人说哈，啊，我知道神对这个世界的旨意哈，对整个世界的旨意是好的。
But it's really hard for us to accept that His plan is good for us personally in this situation.
但是对于我来说，特别是在我的这个光景和处境下，我很困难去接受上帝在我身上的计划，甚至对我们教会的计划。
And so we're constantly torn.
所以我们就是不停止的在这个挣扎，在痛苦当中。
But we can have peace with ourselves.
所以当我们自己的内心和我自己有平安的时候，
If we know that God made me for a purpose and I can accept His plan for my life.
因为不论我怎么样，我知道上帝在我身上有计划，他有最美好的旨意要成就我的身上。
So it all comes back where we started.
所以我们再回到我们的开始。
We will not have peace with others.
如果我们没有和其他人的这样的一个和平美好的关系，
We will not have peace with ourselves.
那我们没有自己内心里有对和自己的这样的一个平安。
Until we are at peace with God.
直到我们真正的与上帝的和好，有和平，我们这些都会解决。
This morning, as we move towards a new year.
所以今天早晨我们就来到这里。
I invite you to enter the new year with peace.
所以在新年开始的时候，我邀请你进入到这样的一个平安当中来。
But here's the thing, you cannot have shalom if you are carrying unresolved conflict into the new year.
那我想告诉大家，你如果把这样的一个没有解决的这个冲突带到新的一年，你就没有真正的 shalom。
Every year there are people who come to December 31st and they say, I'm going to start over fresh tomorrow.
每年的这个时候我们来到这个教会，我们都这样说，我们要一个崭新的开始。
But it doesn't happen.
但是呢，这个没有发生。
Because they're still carrying the baggage from the past.
因为我们还是背负着这个过去的重担在身上。
So on this Christmas Sunday,
所以在这个圣诞的主日，
I invite you to get rid of that baggage.
那我邀请你除去这样的一个背在你身上的这样的一个垃圾，这样的不应有的东西。
God, you sent your son as the Prince of Peace.
神啊，你派遣你的儿子来到这个世界上作为和平之子。
The hurts from the past,
过去所有的伤害，
The anger from the past,
这过去所有的愤怒，
My own sins from the past,
我过去所犯的种种的罪行，
All of those things that I have struggled with,
那所有的这些我一直在这个苦苦挣扎的，
I'm giving them to you.
那我要把它交托在你的手里。
It's not going to be mean that magically everything is suddenly going to be great.
那它并不是好像一个奇妙的这个点石成金的事，一下子我就变好了。
But it does mean.
但是它确实意味着
that I can start a journey of allowing God to heal those things from the past.
它意味着我要开始一个新的人生旅途。让上帝，让亲爱的主来带领我，来治愈我。
And as we move into the new year,
当我们进入到新的一年，
and those things come back,
那新的开始，
we can stop.
当老的事情又来的时候，我们可以叫停。
We can say God,
我们可以对主说，
On Christmas Sunday, I gave those things to you.
在主日的时候，我已经把这所有的交托给你了。
You're the Prince of Peace.
你是和平之子。
And I left that old baggage at church with you.
我把所有的旧的这些垃圾，这些不堪回首的事情， 我要在这个教会，在这个时刻交托给你。
And so God, I choose not to pick it up again.
那我选择在新的一年，我不要背负这些重担。
I'm going to trust you for healing.
那我相信你，相信你的大能来治愈我。
I'm going to trust you to transform my life.
我相信你可以改变我，完全塑造我。
I want to have peace with you.
我想要拥有你与你这样的一个平安。
If you're not a believer this morning, it starts with surrendering your life to Him.
如果今天早晨你还不是基督徒，那现在正是时候，是向主耶稣降服的时候。
Saying God, I have been at war with you.
那你会说，亲爱的主，我曾经是与你一直征战的。
This morning I confess that I'm a sinner and I need you.
在今天早晨，我承认我的罪，我承认我需要你。
And I believe that you came to give me new life.
那我相信你来到这里是为了给我一个崭新的生命人生。
And if you are a believer, it means putting into practice what he has promised to us as the Prince of Peace. Allowing him to take those burdens and carry them.
那对于我们来说，就是我们要再次相信平安之子已经到来，让我们把我们的重担交托给他，要他担负我们的重担，让他来带领我们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, I thank you that you came as the Prince of Peace.
亲爱的主啊，谢谢你来到这里赐给我们平安。
So many of us struggle to find peace.
那这个世界上那么多的人在挣扎当中，他们找不到平安。
If there's anyone here this morning who does not have peace with you, I ask that you will speak peace to their heart.
所以今天早晨我请求你，在我们当中如果他内心没有平安的，你向他讲话。
Give them the courage to say, I want to be God's child.
给他们这样的一个力量，让他们可以说，我是你的孩子。
I want to be at peace with God.
我想要拥有与上帝的平安。
And then, Lord, I pray for each of us here.
所以在这里，我为每一个人祷告。
That you would bring peace in our relationships with each other.
你会带领这样的一个平安和平在我们每个人的关系当中。
That you would bring us to peace with ourselves.
那你也会带来这样一个真正的平安，我们和与自己这样的一个里边的平安。
That we will know that your plan for our life is good.
那让我们知道你向我们的旨意和计划是何等的美好。
And we can enter a new year with peace.
那我们就可以带着平安来进入新的一年。
Because we know that you're in charge.
因为我们知道你在掌权，
and that your plan is good.
你的计划是何等的美好。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。